Good evening, everyone. I'd like to present my family to you. For those that don't know me, that is my beloved, that's Kathy Sharp, and that is my pumpkin. That's Camry. That's only a word I can use. See, she was born on Thanksgiving Day, November 27, 1997, so I call her pumpkin, and now and then I call her Gobbles. Well, we went to Costa Rica in 2006, and we landed April 10th from arriving and living in Guatemala and Honduras for a total of 10 years. And we went with a vision that God had actually put in my heart in 2004 when God began to speak to us about moving to Costa Rica. And I took out a map of Costa Rica, and I looked up all the cities that had 25,000 plus people in it. And I began to count each one as a place to put a Bible school or a training center. Well, to my surprise, about several years later, when Pastor Bailey and I and Suzette were in Nicaragua, Pastor Bailey approached me and he said, I had a vision, he said, of Costa Rica full of many lights. He said, I said, how many were there? He said, I don't know, 30, 40, I couldn't count them. There were many lights. He said, you'll be very busy. A couple years later, up at a convention, he again had that vision. He approached me and he said, I had the vision again. And he said, don't forget the vision. And that is our goal. That is what we are looking to do in Costa Rica. We live in a place called Chiroles, which is on the this side of the border, on the Caribbean side. This is the Caribbean. This is the Pacific side. And it's not a big country. I actually covered the border to the Caribbean side, to the Pacific side, to the northern border in 10 hours one day. It's not very large. Google allows us to see better where we live. And you're looking at the city of Chiroles, all this area here. And this is our place. We have approximately 15 acres. It's in the name of Zion Foundation. We have a board, and we have our Bible school and our church, Sunday school rooms, dorms for students and teens when they come down, and God also blessed us with a wonderful wood shop. Now, we have a church called Iglesia Sion, and this is where we gather together, and also where we have our Bible school. And I was pouring the concrete, leveling the floor, and thinking, Lord, what color would you like for this building? What do you want us to, when people come in, what do you want them to see? And as I was working the concrete, I heard blue. I heard blue. And of course, blue speaks for the Word of God. And you can see in the back of our building, or in the front there, maybe you can't see it very well, but that verse is Genesis 17:6, and in the Spanish version it says, I will cause you to increase without limits, and out of you will come kings, nations and kings from generation to generation. Genesis 17:6. And then the other one says this. It's from Isaiah 61:3. You shall be called victorious trees, the planting of the Lord to demonstrate his glory. And that is our vision. That is the theme of the church that we have there. And throughout the time there, we've been able to have different types of service and ministries. One of them, which is a great blessing to me, since 2006, we have distributed approximately between 1,000 to maybe 1,200 Bibles in Spanish, large letter, totally free. And also smaller Bibles, and also the Bibles in Bribri and Cabecar. Those are the two dialects in the area. This is a Bribri pastor, and he came, called me and asking for Bibles. He had a new convert that came in, so we were able to distribute Bibles to them. And then also we have, another pastor. He was my older brother. He took me fishing and hunting in the mountains. He came to the Lord, and he is now a pastor, and so he came also asking for Bibles, and he has another work up in the mountain. And so it's such a joy to be able to distribute these. And we've received donations and teams that would bring Bibles or give money for the Bibles. And to this day, we're still doing that. My wife is very much involved in the ministry. And one of her favorite things is teaching women. And she opened up a class to anyone, saved or unsaved. And she was teaching from a book, and it's Nancy DeMoss, Lies Women Believe. That's one of the books that she taught, and women really love it. Not all the women are there in that picture, but she's very good at that, and she's very good at many other things. I've been only given 15 minutes, so I can't talk too much about all the things that we're doing, but if I had time, I'd share a lot more things that she's doing. We also have a Bible school, and my wife is involved in that as well. And the future ZMI graduate, I think she's around here somewhere, Pumpkin, she will also be involved in that. And our logo is from Jeremiah 31:6, let us go up to Zion. And we have that painting also in the entrance of the camp. In 2015, we had to close the Bible school. For 2 years, the Bible school was closed, and believe me, that was one of the hardest things for me to do. Now, we started up again in last year with about four or five persons, and now we have about 17. But during those 2 years, I learned something. God began to speak, and the momentum that we had was, if I could say, transferred into another direction. The Lord began to speak of preparing to do the Bible school online. And so this is just another picture. And so I'd like to spend a little bit of time speaking about this. Last year in December, my wife and I felt that it was very necessary that this was the year of preparation. We felt strongly from the Lord, we must prepare and get things done and get ready for 2020. I don't know what's going to happen, but we know that we need to prepare. And this is just an example, one of the forms that we have. And I'm looking to get everything digital, electronic, and most of everything I have is on my cell phone. In fact, yesterday, a student let me know by WhatsApp that she needed two of the classes that she couldn't come, and I gave her the link to the audios, and she was able to download them. So I can be anywhere in the world, and I can send to the person that requested by email or by WhatsApp, I can send the form, and it's PDF editable, not eatable, editable. And so the goal is that they'll be able to get online, and they'll be able to receive all the forms, the student manual, the Declaration of Faith, and we have other forms, but just to give you an idea. And then what I did is went online to Google and uploaded the 4 years that we have. We offer four levels of the non-credit program. So we have the audio level one in red. We have a color coded for the students to be able to see it if they want to get online and get it. And in each of those, that audio is broken up into the classes for that year. And then if you open up each one of those, there's the actual classes, audio classes. We also begin to put these up on YouTube, get all the YouTube links. And all this comes from Guatemala. Guatemala has almost about 700 classes on YouTube now. So I just linked their video to this so that a student wouldn't have to go and search it all. It'd just be very easy. They can go directly to the YouTube link. And then, for example, inside, this is a Tabernacle of Moses. So this is IBJ Guatemala. And so the student, I can either send them to this and they can watch it online, or I send them the link. And I'm also working at getting these on DVD so that we have it locally, and then also for the local churches if they would like to have it. The other thing that we do, obviously, is we print the books there. And we also, for the last 6 years, have been sending 200 books to Nicaragua. And This year we sent 200 books to Nicaragua of Daniel. Last year, Second Coming. The previous year, Revelation, then Hermeneutics. And if I'm not mistaken, Journey of Israel and the Hope of the Christian. And several years ago, a pastor was here, Nicolas Larga Espada from Nicaragua. And he comes into Costa Rica. I ship the books to the north of Costa Rica. He comes in, picks up the books. And then for a whole year, he is teaching 200 pastors. And he breaks those pastors up in 20 groups throughout the country. So for 10 months, he is teaching this material. So you can imagine after 10 seminars of Daniel, 10 seminars of Second Coming, and Revelation, Hermeneutics, he's got this stuff down pretty good. through this, I had a Bible school student, a pastor from the Iglesia de Dios, well, the Pentecostal Church of God International Movement. The founder is a disciple of William Seymour. He was 18 years old when he came into the baptism of the Holy Spirit during Azusa Revival. And he went to Puerto Rico and started a church. That church has grown into 52 nations, including Costa Rica, where they have about 100 churches. And through the pastor that was in our Bible school, the door opened up for us to begin to sell books, have seminars on a regional level, on a sector level, and on a national level. And right now, he is studying online. He is studying online. He wants to finish his fourth year. He's in the city because he moved, but now he's be able to study online. That president asked us to oversee their work because he left. And so we started pastoring up in the mountain, and that pastor had given us, given the mayor a request to build a church. And 6 months into being there, the mayor gave us $4,000 worth of material. So we began to build around the building of the church. When we could get no further, we started tearing down the inside of the building. And then that's the look of it, it's block. And then the wood, we had to cut the wood from the mountain with a chainsaw and shape it ourselves. There's no Home Depot there. We welded the braces of the roof, the rafters of the roof in the wood shop and hauled them up there. Many people have come to help out there. This is a group from Virginia. They were putting the floor down. That flooring that you see there was done in our wood shop. This is the wood shop the Lord has blessed us with. And we can do our own wood there. There's wood there that you can see in the picture that we will plane and shape and cut and so forth. And we can do doors and so forth. So that's a real blessing for the ministry and for the men who work there too. They can earn something as well. This is the church as it looks now. There's still work to be done on the bottom level for Sunday school. But this is the inside, and we had an inauguration December 8th of last year, and I wanted this to be like Solomon's Temple as best as I could. People helped me with the color coordination and so forth, and when I was pastoring there, my wife and I, at best, we would have 10 people. Now with the new pastor that's there, they have 75 plus, and they have come down to the Bible school as well. About 8-9 of them. The thing that we're doing in preparing for what's coming is also we need space, we need room, we need infrastructure. So we're building a print shop, and on top of it is an apartment. Pastor Enrique Carvajal was an architect, and he was down there, and he gave me the idea to build the apartments on top. So the bottom is approximately 39 by 36. Roughly 1,400 square feet. Upstairs will be two apartments that will be to host teachers, couples that want to work with us short-term, long-term, singles, and so forth, because we really don't have a place. I mean, you can stay in the dorm if you want, but it's not quite the same. There's been elderly people that were interested in coming and helping us and spend time with us in the wood shop and so forth and use your skills on campus, and so this would provide them a place. But downstairs, this is looking, going up. Downstairs, this room right here is going to be the workshop, the print shop. This is where we will do audio recording, printing of the books, and there will be a small studio there so we can do our own recording of classes and short messages and so forth. You're looking at, we have a storage room. This right here will be our storage room. This is the work area. This is just a look up on the second floor. And there's still some culture left in our area. This is a typical house. Now, because of the Indian culture, there's a lot of aversion against white people, non-whites. And it's very difficult sometimes to really get accepted into the community. Well, God's opened up a door for us that never expected. I'm serving now my 7th year as the treasurer for the Water Board. And the government came in with about $6 million for 8 communities, and we were included in that. And they put in a whole new infrastructure with city water, chlorinated, $40,000 filter system, meters for water, just like you would have in the city. And I'm the treasurer for that. Well, we have a good group, good president, secretary, and so forth. And in a recent meeting of Costa Rican government officials and the territory of Talamanca, which has about 32,000 people, our district has about 9,000, like our county would have like 9,000. And our home, our Shiroles, has about 400 families, 400 homes there. We were not necessarily nominated, but praised as the model for the other communities. And they want me to come back. When I get back, they want the doors open for me to teach how to administer, how to do what we're doing to make it successful. And that has given a great platform to honor the Lord, because I had to give my annual report before the community. And the first thing I did is that I said, the talents and the gifts that I have are because the Lord Jesus Christ gave them to me. And I'm using them. And when you walk into our office, the first thing you'll see in the whiteboard is, this administration is administered by Jesus Christ. And that is something that is really kind of unheard of, to have a white guy in this kind of position. And I just received a message yesterday from the president of our community, and she must have forgotten I was gone, and so she said, please come back. She says, you're very important in the community. We need you. And so I thank God that God has given us this favor in the natural, because I believe through the natural, as we're faithful in the natural, God will give us the spiritual. And that is producing confidence and trust, and that's what people need. They need to know that they can trust. They can believe what you have to say. And if you're faithful in that which is not yours, God will give you your own. If you're faithful in the mammon, you know, the money, and little, he'll give you the true riches. And so that principle of being faithful in little and much, I'm seeing is very much working out in what we're doing here. So this is a little bit of what we're doing. And if you're interested, have to talk with my wife, please feel free to. And I would like to give a free invitation to all the Latin pastors, that if you would like to be able to get a hold of this information on the internet and be able to download the forms or the audios or videos and so forth, have that connection, you're more than welcome to. It takes a lot of time to do it, and so instead of you doing it and reinventing the wheel, I'm offering this to you. God bless you.